Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and through the medium of his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is the excellence of salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to join me in discussing this beautiful topic, I have with me in studio none other than Mawlana Naushad Attari hafidhahullah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping, Mawlana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. And how are you doing, Mizur?
MashaAllah, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Well, Mawlana Sahib, we have a very beautiful topic, and that is regarding the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which we will be discussing, you know, the wisdom behind it and the, you know, the immense amount of reward one gets in this world as well as in the hereafter.
Yes.
But before we discuss our topic of discussion, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
So let us all collectively send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in life, at times you go through the ups of life, you go through the downs of life, and you go through various different forms of difficulties. Sometimes you want something, you know, something that is permissible, and sometimes there may be a hurdle in the way or an obstacle in the way, and you trying to find a way, you know, how can I achieve it? Or how can I get rid of this difficulty? How can I remove this difficulty? You know, we always think about different things to do. But one beautiful and the most efficient way to remove difficulties, to drive calamities far away from us, and to bring barakah in your life is reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Each and every one of us, Allah Ta'ala placed us in this dunya, placed us in this world. And when we are in this world, we all want success. We want success in our life. We want success in our school. We want success at campus. We want success at work. We always want success. But sometimes a person gets so drowned in this dunya that they only worry about success that is pertaining to this dunya, to this world. And we as believers, what do we want? Do we want success only in this dunya? Do we want success only in this world? No, of course not. We as believers, as Muslimin, as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we want success in this world as well as in the hereafter.
Subhanallah.
How do we achieve that? The way to achieve success, salvation, one of the many ways is, the most efficient way is to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, it's mentioned that even if a person forgets something that he was supposed to say and it slipped his mind, and it happens at times, you know, a person, the point, the punchline, it was there. And then all of a sudden, the person just forgot about it immediately. Mm. And we try to think so hard, I will get it, but it doesn't come. And we see that those who recited salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at that very time and moment, we see that they remembered what they had forgotten.
It must be done with love.
Definitely. That sincerity must be
there. Yes, the sincerity, the conviction. It mustn't be like, hey, let me try it out and see what happens. Like,
Let me test and see.
No, that's the wrong way to go about it. Mm-hmm. In fact, ulama ikram have told us, I won't forget, in Jamia days, our Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi sir, one of the things he would say, and these kind of things stick in your head, that trust Allah Azza wa Jal. Don't test Allah. Like, okay, no, I'll make dua. Let's see what happens.
Uncertainty.
Yaqeen is conviction. Yes. That you have to have that firm conviction in your heart. Mm. Everything is in Allah's Azza wa Jal's control. Mm. Similarly, when we're reciting Durood e Pak, Salawat, then we must do it sincerely from the bottom of our hearts. Yes. And with that ishq, that mahabba, that love for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Also, you know, when making dua, right, it's mentioned that, you know, after we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should also end it by reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentions and he says that the person after making dua, that person who does not send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his dua remains suspended between the skies and the earth.
Allah.
So from this we realize that how important it is to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if we want our lawful wishes and desires to be accepted.
We should think about it. When we're making dua, do I include at least one Durood Sharif in there? I'm just asking for no Durood Sharif. Ideally, Durood Sharif should be in the beginning, after praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the middle, in the end. But throughout the dua, at least one Durood e Pak must be there. Mm. Because many of us, we just have the habit of picking our hands up, oh Allah, please give me this, and I'm going through this problem, that difficulty. First you praise Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right. Then you ask for maghfirah, for forgiveness. And you know, then you need Durood Sharif in between, in the beginning and the end, if possible. And that's the linking factor. Yeah. The linking factor is
subhanAllah.
It shows us how important to read Durood Sharif is, that either your du'as are going to be answered or not, depending on whether you recited Durood e Pak in your du'a.
SubhanAllah. And Masab, there's one narration in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created an angel. And this angel is so big, so huge, both of its wings, it's so big that it spans between the east and the west.
Allah.
And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when any male or female from my ummah sends salawat upon me, then Allah ta'ala commands this angel to dive into the ocean of Noor. So this angel dives in there, and when it comes out, it flaps its wings. And with each droplet that comes out from its feathers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates an angel out of that. And these angels seeks forgiveness for that person until the day of Qiyamah.
Subhanallah.
So we see there's so much of, you know, reward, so much of immense blessings in reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's this one very beautiful saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in which it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall send 10 mercies upon whoever recites salat upon me once. Only one time. And Allah ta'ala is showering you with 10 mercies. Mercy refers to bestowed gifts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously confers gifts upon a servant in this world and in the hereafter. A single mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal is better than the world and all it contains.
Subhanallah.
Now what can be said of a person upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 mercies? Allahu Akbar. How many problems, how many calamities Allah Azza wa Jal distanced from this person? And how many blessings shall this person attain from them, who just sent salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam only one time? And Shaykh Abu Ata'illah rahimahullah, he further adds and he says that a single mercy bestowed by Allah Azza wa Jal suffices a person for every single matter of the world and hereafter.
Subhanallah.
Imagine then, subhanallah, you know, the state of a person upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 mercies. Subhanallah. And the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he announced and he said that Friday is indeed amongst the most excellent of your days. On it, on the day of Friday, Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created. His ruh, his soul was taken. The trumpet shall be blown and annihilation shall occur. So recite abundant salawat upon me on this day, this day of Friday.
Allah.
For indeed your salat is presented to me.
Allah.
Now the companions, alayhi muridwan, they asked, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how will our salawat be presented to you after you have passed away? And to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited the earth from decaying the bodies of the prophets alayhi salatu wa sallam.
Subhanallah,
subhanallah. So our recitation of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam definitely reaches Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes because of you reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Azza wa Jal can forgive your sins. And this, you know, if we have to look and read through Islamic history, we would find that incidents of this nature has occurred. For example, take the incident in the time of Bani Israel, wherein there was an individual, right? And this individual, he was very, very sinful, extremely sinful. He would commit sins throughout the day, commit sins throughout the night, in public, behind closed doors. He would always transgress the limits, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the entire community, they knew that, you know what, this person, he is a sinner, he sins. We do not want to have any relationship with him whatsoever.
Right.
No connection. So when he died, the people, because of them being disgusted by him, they took his body and they threw it into a dumpyard. At that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his prophet, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, that, O Musa, go to a certain place and you would see my servant is there, my banda is there. Go there, remove him from that place, give him ghusl, shroud him, and give him a proper burial. Musa alayhi salam, he did as he was commanded by Allah Azza wa Jal. After that, he wanted to know now the wisdom behind this command. So he asked Allah Azza wa Jal that, O Allah, this person, he was a sinner, he disobeyed you, Allah, he violated your rights.
Amen.
What was the wisdom behind all of it? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam that, O Musa, indeed what you are saying, it is true. Yes, he was a sinner. Yes, he disobeyed me. But it was his habit. He had this one habit in him. Whenever he would open the Torah, and when he would come across the name of my beloved Habib Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would kiss the beautiful name of my beloved Habib and send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Musa, it is for this reason that I have forgiven all of his sins and granted him Jannah. Subhanallah. And this person, He was from the nation of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. And this was his end, such a good end he had. This was the result that he got forgiven, attained success, salvation in this world as well as in the akhirah.
Allah.
Imagine us. We, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much more reward and blessings will be coming into our life as well.
In fact, Manasab, you know, a narration very beautifully mentions that the person who recites salawat, durud pak, 200 times on a Friday, then 200 years worth of that person's sins are forgiven.
Allahu Akbar.
And you mentioned also, if a person recites one Durood Sharif, then he gets 10 rewards. Also 10 sins are forgiven.
Yes.
And his rank in the court of Allah is increased by 10 times.
Allah, Allah.
And that is true, the true status actually. Not the status, the superficial fake status that we have in this world. Which will end. Not the fake status that's there on social media. But what is your status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And one way of increasing your status in His court is the recitation of salawat and durood pak.
Definitely.
In fact, subhanallah azza wa jal, the pious people, the awliyaullah, the mashayikh, the sufiya, they advise us that try to aim for a minimum of 313 times Durood Sharif every single day.
Subhanallah.
Why? Because then that person will be included amongst those who recite Durood Sharif in abundance.
Subhanallah.
And you mentioned the narration that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the summary of the hadith, the closest to me on the day of judgment will be that person who would have recited Durood Sharif upon me in abundance.
Allah Allah.
So, definitely, Durood Sharif is benefit for you here, benefit for you in the grave, benefit for you on the day of judgment as well. And why would a person waste their time in entertainment and amusements, waste their time on social media? Sometimes, you know, social media is such a thing, if you don't monitor your time, hey, hours can go.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4 hours can be going like that.
And you wouldn't even realize.
Yeah, you don't even realize because you get so absorbed in the entertainment and in all of these funny things that are there. And we could have used that time better. Because once that time is gone, we'll come back.
Yeah.
When the day is gone, you're not going to get it back.
And 313 salawat to recite upon sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm sure that, you know, that can be accomplished every single day, few minutes.
Absolutely. In fact, Manasab, when you're traveling to work, whether your own vehicle or with public transport, why don't you recite?
Yes.
Maybe it'll take you 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes to get to work.
Yeah, even if you're sitting in traffic.
Traffic
that
as well.
Time is there, you can use that time as
You'll see other people with road rage.
Yeah.
And they're busy swearing and screaming and shouting and hitting their hooters and, you know, getting frustrated early in the morning. You're going to work and you can just relax. Whatever is meant to happen is going to happen.
It's not in our control.
It's not in your control. If there's an accident there in the front, what are you going to do?
That hooting, that screaming, road rage, it wouldn't make no difference at all.
It's just going to make your pressure go high.
Yes.
You could have done something. Say, hey, I've got time to read the Durood Sharif. I've got time, got the Quran app, open the Quran, right, start reading.
Yeah.
And before you know it, everything is done. And the traffic is moving again. So use your time wisely and make every moment count. When you don't know what to do, when you're feeling bored, read Durood Sharif.
Yes.
When you're feeling restless, read Durood Sharif. You will calm down. When you can't sleep, read Durood Sharif. Don't count sheep. Sheep also need to sleep. Leave the sheep alone. Read Dhikrullah, read Durood Pak.
Subhanallah.
You will see. Shaitan doesn't want you to read. He says, hey, let me put this guy off to sleep now. I don't want him to read the Durood Sharif. I don't want him to make the dhikr of Allah. He will fan you off to sleep then.
And on the other hand, if you see the same person using social media, then the person won't feel tired there.
Yeah, yeah. But being on your phone, especially with the blue light before you go to sleep, is very unhealthy. especially for children. Right. Because a blue light, it negatively affects your system.
Hmm.
And it stops the release of certain hormones that make you feel sleepy. Right. So, read the Durood Sharif. Hmm. The Durood Sharif is there, subhanallah azza wa jal. Tell me who doesn't have worries. We all have some type of worry. Minor, major, big worry, small worry. Some stress we have in our life. Each person. Some worry, some anxiety, some trouble. It's mentioned by Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was one of the great Sahaba.
Mm-hmm.
So Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiallahu anhu, he says that in the summary of the hadith, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever free time, whatever spare time I have, I will use that to only send durood upon you.
Allah, Allah.
All my free time. Only read Durood Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he reply? He said that if you do this, then all your worries will be removed.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And all your sins will be removed. We have sins. We have worries. What are we waiting for? Why we don't read Durood Sharif? We were discussing before that yes, if you want to take the benefit from the Durood Sharif, we must make sure the other things are in order.
Right.
Whatever is obligatory upon us, like the salahs, like fulfilling rights of others, abstaining from sins, you know, all of those things have to be there in its place.
Right.
And then with full yaqeen and trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with full love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you read Durood Sharif and you'll see the blessing. You'll see the benefits in your life.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Masa, you know, what you've mentioned is, it's so true. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is the greatest wazifa that you could recite in your life. Is salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know that on the day of Qiyamah, people would be made to cross the bridge of Sirat. And what is this bridge of Sirat? It's mentioned that it is thinner than a strand of hair,
Allah,
and sharper than the edge of a sword.
Allah.
And everyone will have to pass this in order to reach Jannah. And it would be extremely, extremely dark. On that day, we would be wanting, and not only wanting, but we would be needing light. How would we get this light? How would we achieve this light on the day of Qiyamah for us to cross the bridge of Sirat? How would we gain this light? And in this regard, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned, and he said that sending salat upon me is light, noor, for a person upon the bridge of Sirat.
Allah.
Subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
Whoever recites 80 salawat upon me on a Friday, only 80 salawat upon me on a Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives 80 years of his sins.
Allah.
Subhanallah. 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 And in another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that whoever recites salawat upon me 1,000 times on a Friday shall not die until he sees his place in paradise.
Yeah,
until he sees his place in Jannah. Subhanallah. Look at how beautiful these rewards are, Masab. The virtues of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that on the day of Qiyamah, I mean, it would be a day where, you know, everyone would be stressed out. Everyone would be worried and only concerned upon themselves.
Yes.
And this, if we want this light on the bridge of Sirat, then the only way for us to achieve that is to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In fact, another narration mentions that the one who recites, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam told us that decorate your gatherings by reciting durood upon me.
Subhanallah.
Because this durood of yours, nurul lakum yawm al-qiyamah, will be light for you on the day of judgment. And speaking about the day of judgment, people will be perspiring. Some, according to their sins, will be drowning in their own perspiration.
It will be really, really intense.
Intense. The sun will be right over there. Today, the sun is millions of light years away, millions of kilometers away, and when it's like, yeah, in Durban, for example, 31 degrees.
We're still feeling that heat.
Yeah, you're feeling it. You're really feeling it then. Nah. Other places are 41 degrees plus.
Right.
But on the Day of Judgment, the sun is right over there. And we're standing bare feet on copper ground. And people will be so thirsty that the tongue will be hanging out. And there will be no shade.
Allah, Allah.
No shade. Besides the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And you know, there's a beautiful hadith, the summary of the hadith, that Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that three categories of people will be under the shade of the arsh of Allah. So that day there will be no shade besides the shade of the arsh of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so Sahaba Ikram, Alim Ridwan, they asked, they wanted to know who will be those three categories of people. There are other narrations with other categories as well.
Right.
But this specific, this hadith mentions that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied that the person who removes any worry from my ummati will be under that shade.
Subhanallah.
The person who revives the sunnah and the person who recites Durood Sharif in abundance.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
They will be under the shade of the arsh. Yeah, in the dunya, if we're out in the open, we're out in the open and it's boiling hot. Hey, when we see some shade, we quickly run over there.
Yeah.
We get some relief. We get a little bit happy. Imagine the qiyamah.
Allah.
We'll be looking around, nothing, no shade, no tree, no nothing. But there's a shade over there. And only selected people will be there. But to become part of, anybody can become part of that according to the will and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
But the investment has to be made here.
That effort must be effort. Done here.
This is the place. This today is the day of action, not accountability. And the Day of Judgment is the day of accountability, not action. Now is the time to invest for the grave and for the hereafter as well.
Subhanallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, we want to be under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't we? Yes, we all want that. And a beautiful way to achieve that is to abundantly recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once, you know, the saint Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah, he saw a young man constantly reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst making tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. So he explains and he says that, oh young man, I asked, is there a special reason why you have left reciting tasbih and tahleel and you're only reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is there any special reason for this? So this young man, the young man asked who I was. So I mentioned my name to him and I told him that I am Sufyan Thawri. And this young man responded and he said that if you were not from the pious servants of Allah Azza wa Jal, I would have never told you the secret.
Allah.
He said that my father and I went out intending to perform Hajj. On the way, as we were going, my father got very, very sick. And despite me trying everything, I could not save his life. And he ended up passing away. After he passed away, Allahu Akbar, his face changed. And his face now became dark.
Allah.
And at that time, I recited, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, and covered it. Now in this anxious state, my eyes, I was very, very tired because I could not, like my father's face turned black. My eyes turned heavy. It had a heavy impact on me. And due to that impact, I could not take it. I fell off to sleep. In my dream, I saw an individual whose beauty was unparalleled. His clothes were immaculate. And such beautiful, you know, fragrance were coming from his blessed body.
Allah.
And he walked towards me. He lifted the cloth from my father's face and pointed towards it. And as soon as that happened, my father's face now began to glow.
Allah.
And when he began to leave, I went to him, I held his clothing and said that through you, Allah Azza wa Jal has saved my father's honor and dignity whilst we are in these foreign lands. Who are you? And this individual, he replied and he said, do you not recognize me? He said that I am he to whom Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the Quran.
Allah.
The Prophet of Allah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abdullah. Even though your father was deeply sinful, but he would send abundant salawat upon me. When he was afflicted by any difficulty, he called out to me for help. And I assist all who send salawat upon me in abundance.
Allah.
And the young man then said that after this, my eyes opened suddenly and I found my father's face to be glowing.
Subhanallah.
No, Masab, that one may think, what purpose, you know, is there for us to recite salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his benefits? And you know, in this regard, a scholar has mentioned that one purpose of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to seek the proximity, closeness and qurb to Allah by carrying out his command. Whilst another is to fulfill a right the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has over us. Now in that same line, together with this, Ibn Abdus Salam rahimahullah, he mentions that, and this is very important, he mentions that our sending of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is by no means a form of intercession for him. No. How could people like us possibly intercede for such a lofty personality like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to recompense the favors of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us. And if we cannot do that, then we should make dua for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing we are unable to recompense the favors of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us. Allah Azza wa Jal then instructed us to send the salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Subhanallah.
And in another narration, it is mentioned also that, you know, he who recites salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam benefits from this himself, because this act, it guides towards good beliefs, purity of intention. It's you expressing your love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, consistent servitude and honoring the esteemed messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why it is so important for us to always be sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, Munasab, we see that in the beautiful mahul and environment of Dawat-e-Islami, we are always taught that, you know, whenever we open any book of Amiri Ahli Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, whenever we open any book, we always see that it starts off with the virtues of Durood, and then after that, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al Aliyah says, Sallu ala al Habib Sallallahu ala Muhammad Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This phrase, what does this phrase mean for those who do not understand it but hear it all the time?
Well, simply it's encouraging the listener that, you know, send durood upon the beloved.
Right.
Send salat upon the beloved. And this is actually the order of the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. This is a command to the believers to send durood pak in abundance. Because before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that he and his pure angels, they also send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously, the sending of durood by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now is different.
Right.
But it's an order of the Quran, and the ahadith, the aqwal, the sayings of the pious people, there's too many to count. How many benefits there are? We covered just few of them.
Only a few.
Maybe even the tip of an iceberg.
Right,
you know, just very little bit we've covered. But there's so much more, so many more benefits.
And it goes so much more in-depth as well.
Oh, it does, it does. I mean, scholars have written books, explanations on these ahadith, commentaries on these ahadith. Take, for example, it is mentioned in the summary of a hadith, a person once came to the court of the Prophet ﷺ complaining about his poverty and his financial distress.
Right.
And so Nabi ﷺ advised him that when you go home and when you enter your home, make salam, whether anybody is there or not. And then make salam to me. And then recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad 110. Right? The person did this. And before no time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with so much of abundance, he was busy helping his neighbors also.
Allahu Akbar.
Imagine. So you make salam to everybody. You make salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you recite, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad 110. This is also very good for removal of domestic disputes. Before you enter, between husband and wife, between parents and children, between siblings, brother, sister. So before you enter the home, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and enter with the right foot. Because a person who does not recite Bismillah before entry, then a shaitan enters with them. And that shaitan creates all the conflicts between the family members.
Allah.
So after you enter, then you make salam. If nobody is at home, especially, you say, Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subhanallah.
You send salam to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for blessings in your home, for blessings in your life, in your rizq, in your sustenance as well.
Subhanallah. The dear viewers of Madani Channel, take this into heed that when you, if you do not want, you know, disputes at home, before you even enter your home, recite Bismillah. And send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it is mentioned that the blessed ruh of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is present in the house of every single believer.
Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. One Shaykh Abu Bakr Shibli al-Baghdadi rahimahullah, he mentioned a very interesting parable and incident. And he says that I once saw my deceased neighbor in a dream and asked that, how did Allah Azza wa Jal deal with you? So he replied and he said that I faced intense difficulties. And such intense difficulties that I was unable to answer the questions of Munkar and Nakir. And I began thinking that, you know, perhaps maybe I did not die as a Muslim. At that point, a voice was heard. And the voice explained that you are being given this punishment for speaking unnecessarily in the world.
Allah.
So the angels of punishment then began to approach. And suddenly, a sweet-smelling person of profound and immense beauty came between the punishment and myself.
Allah.
And he reminded me of the answers to Munkar and Nakir's questions.
Subhanallah.
And I answered accordingly. And alhamdulillah, the punishment was distanced from me. And says me, I turned to that person and said, may Allah Azza wa Jalla have mercy on you. Please tell me, who are you? And he replied and he said that I was created due to your abundant recital of salawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I have been appointed to assist you in every single calamity. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, an angel can come into the grave to assist someone through the blessings of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, and this, and just think, ponder over it, that if this is the case, then without a shadow of a doubt, the leader of all creation, including the angels, He upon whom salawat itself is recited, the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam can also bless our graves with his presence and help us inshaAllah. Mashallah. So Allah, you know, whilst we are speaking about the virtues of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I think, you know, we should go for a short break inshaAllah and rejuvenate our hearts and souls by listening towards by listening to the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah we will go forward and listen to a very beautiful kalam, and we will be back a day after to discuss much more inshallah. Stay tuned and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Yaad-e nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai, mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai.
Yaad-e nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai,
yaad-e nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai,
mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai,
mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai.
Naam-e Muhammad kitna meetha meetha lagta hai, Naam-e Muhammad kitna meetha meetha lagta hai. Pyare nabi ka zikr bhi humko pyara lagta hai, pyare nabi ka zikr bhi humko pyara lagta hai.
Yaad-e nabi ka gulshan mehka mehka lagta hai, mehfil mein maujood hai aqa aisa lagta hai. Lab par nav mein salle ala ke haathon mein parchum, lab par nav mein salle ala ke haathon mein parchum, सरकार का मंगता कैसा लगता है, देखो तो सरकार का मंगता कैसा लगता है.
याद नबी का गुलशन महका महका लगता है, महफिल में मौजूद ऐसा लगता है. आँखों में माजाग का सुरमा सरताहा का ताज, आँखों में माजाग का सुरमा सरताहा का ताज, कैसे कहूँ रहमत वाला हम जैसा लगता है, कैसे कहूँ रहमत वाला हम जैसा लगता है.
याद नबी का गुलशन महका महका लगता है, महफिल में मौजूद है आका ऐसा लगता है. सब उसके मोहताज, صبح اب دال کلندر سب اس کے محتاج میرا داتا ہر داتا کا داتا لگتا ہے میرا داتا ہر داتا کا داتا لگتا ہے
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا لگتا ہے محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے
اودنا کی سیج سجی ہے عرش بری پہ آ سیج سجی ہے عرش بری پہ آج حق کا دلارا باندھ کے صحرا دولہا لگتا ہے حق کا دلارا باندھ کے صحرا دولہا لگتا ہے
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا مہکا لگتا ہے محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے
آؤ سنائے اپنے نبی کو اپنے من کی بات آؤ سنا اپنے نبی کو اپنے من کی بات ان کے علاوہ کون نیازی اپنا لگتا ہے ان کے علاوہ کون نیازی اپنا لگتا ہے
یاد نبی کا گلشن مہکا مہکا لگتا ہے محفل میں موجود ہے آقا ایسا لگتا ہے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ what a beautiful kalam I hope you know our hearts and soul have been rejuvenated by listening to this beautiful naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and indeed when we listen to these type of kalams when we listen to the naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the holy Quran the recitation of the holy Quran this increases our love for Allah azza wa jal and his beloved habib Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam but coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing the excellences of reciting salawat upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so far we've covered virtues of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the wisdoms behind it. And that was pertaining to reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has so many rewards. And together with that, there's also reward for the one who writes Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, the Tabi'i Sufyan bin Uyayna rahimahullah, he has mentioned that I had a very pious brother. And after his death, I saw him in my dream and I asked him, how has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated you? And he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven me. So I asked him that what deed did you do that led towards your forgiveness? So he said that I used to write hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioned, After that, I would write sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, intending to earn reward. And due to the barakah and blessings of this action of mine, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave me.
Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah, so this Allah. Is so, so profound that, you know, just by even writing Durood Sharif upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one can be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allah.
But you know, Masab, in this time and age, what we see, and it's a sad reality. What we see is that people would say, would write the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after that, instead of, you know, writing sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in full, they would put the abbreviation S-A-W.
Yes, yes, very common.
Or P-B-U-H, you know, which means peace be upon him. Or in Arabic, they would shorten it by putting just sword over there. But all of these writings, all of these acts, they are completely wrong and forbidden for one to do.
Yeah.
So instead of writing it in short form, which is absolutely wrong and forbidden, if you want to write it in English, instead of writing P-B-U-H, you can write peace be upon him.
Yeah.
Or in Arabic, after the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then write in full sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instead of writing just sword. And if a person has to implement this out of sincerity and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then most definitely, you know, maybe because of that one act of theirs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can show his infinite mercy upon such a person and forgive him.
Because so long as it remains there, there will be benefit for the individual.
Definitely, definitely.
Meaning the complete written form or typed out form of sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Right.
Also, Manasab, you know, you mentioned earlier that subhanallah azza wa jal, there is assistance in the grave, right?
That
the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam will assist because the person was a reciter of Durood Sharif.
Right.
That help is also there on the Day of Judgment. There will be a person, this is a wonderful narration that says, there'll be a person who will be by the mizan, the scale, and their good deeds, their bad deeds are going to be weighed. But their bad deeds are heavier.
Allah, Allah.
And now the person is terrified. Now I'm going to hellfire.
He'll be in a state of worry now.
Yeah, extreme worry. And then somebody who will be glowing and radiant and so handsome will just appear and will take out a piece of paper from his pocket and place it on the side of the good deeds, which will make the good deeds heavier.
Subhanallah.
And then the angels will be ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that no, take this person, place him into paradise.
Subhanallah.
Out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that person will ask the glowing, radiant, beautiful, handsome person, who are you? Yes, I'm your Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that piece of paper was the Durood Sharif you recited in the dunya. I saved it for you here to help you at the mizan.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Think about it. Just that piece of paper, but it made the good deeds more heavier than the bad deeds. We need to think like this. The Durood Sharif, I'm doing it to please my Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm doing it to earn thawab so I can get the benefit in the grave also and on the Day of Judgment.
Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, we have come almost towards the end of our beautiful episode today, and I am sure that from today onwards we would always be reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because the sign of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is the profuse recital, the abundant recital of salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures.